The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Ryan Day. Ohio State hosts Oregon State on Saturday at noon Eastern time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Questions, please. Thanks.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Ryan. I'm just wondering if you could just kind of generally say where you think this offense could be a little different this year compared to what people saw a year ago.
Well, again, without JT and Billy in there, you know, it's going to take on a little bit of a different personality. Just in that, you know, Dwayne has a different skill set than JT. But, you know, for the most part, you know, our offense is our offense. You know, we want to be, you know, 250 and 250. That's the goal. We want to be, you know, 50% passing, 50% running, have good balance. You know, I don't really see, you know, a huge change in terms of our offense. I mean, we're still going to be in mostly, you know, 11 personnel. We have great wide receivers. We want to make sure those guys are in the game. And at the end of the day, we want to stretch you horizontally and vertically. And then we have good linemen in there. So, you know, some different wrinkles in there. But for the most part, you know, we're going to be the Ohio State offense.
And then one quick follow-up, you know, we saw where Jeremy Rucker got his black stripe off a couple of weeks ago and stuff, but just the tight end position, what did he get to ask you about yesterday? Well, how do you see that developing, and did you see Rucker having a role earlier rather than later in this offense?
Yes, I do. You know, he's a talented young man. We do have a little bit more depth at that position this year going into game one. You know, Jake Hausman's been nursing a little bit of a hamstring. You know, Luke's done a good job. You know, he's the starter, and then we're going to have a little bit of depth there with Rashad, Jake, and Jeremy. So, you know, we lost Marcus, which, you know, he was an NFL player. So that's something we have to, you know, we have to replace, but there's a little bit more depth there. So that'll give us a little bit more, versatility in terms of our personnel groupings. And I think Jeremy will play early this season.
Your next question is from Mitch Stacy, Associated Press.
Hey, Ryan. We understand that Urban spoke to the team last Thursday. Can you talk about what his message was to the team and what the mood was there and how you felt about it?
I mean, those meetings are kind of private with our team, you know, and I think that's probably a good question for when coach gets back next week. But I will tell you, obviously, you know, the guys were happy to see him. Shoot, I was happy to see him because it seemed like a long time. You know, we're used to seeing each other every day. And so I hadn't seen him in a few weeks. So that was good. And there was a lot of hugs. And I know coach, it was really, he was happy to see, you know, the guys, you know, and as you can imagine, you know, he was kind of giving them an update on what was going on and, kind of explaining some of the situation and then talking about moving forward. So, again, we try to keep most of those meetings, you know, between us, but that was the gist of it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Ryan. Could you kind of address the running back situation? Obviously, you have two very good players there with J.K. and Mike Weber. How do you think that will work this year?
I think a lot of the way it did last year. They're both a year older. They both had really good off seasons. They both pull for each other. You know, I think that's what's great about it. They both have a great relationship. You know, during special teams, the two of them are often in the quarterback meeting room with us. And then when the position meetings start, obviously they go with the running backs. But been able to spend a lot of time with those guys this preseason. They're hungry. They're doing a great job. And I kind of see it as a two-headed monster, you know, kind of like it was last year. But you know, obviously they both have to stay healthy. There's going to be plenty of carries to go around throughout the year, you know, and then the young guys are going to have to help them. You know, we're not just going to be able to get away with two running backs for the whole season too. We're going to need those two young guys to step in and play for us as well. So a lot of carries to go around And I think it'll be, you know, kind of the two of those guys working together.
And how have those two guys, Steed and Teague, worked out?
How they look right now?
How they look.
Yeah, strong. Both of them strong. I'm very impressed with the way Mike Weber's practiced this summer. I think his approach has been excellent, and he needs to continue with that. But, you know, he's really been practicing harder, finishing his runs in practice. And so, you know, I hope that this translates to really high-end play for him because he's been doing the things we've been asking him to.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Your next question is from Teddy Greenstein, Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, is your QB situation fluid, or do you have, like, a certain plan to get Martell involved as well?
I mean, Dwayne's a starter. But, like I said, you know, yesterday, you know, we want to, you know, play Tate, you know. He brings a little bit different skill set to the table. So the plan is to play him. Again, as the week goes on, we'll kind of figure out where and how. But no, Dwayne's the starter, and Dwayne's going to be the starter. And so we'll see how the week progresses. And then once we get into the game, we'll kind of go from there.
Do you like the fact that they do seem different? Like when you have two quarterbacks who are similar competing at the same spot, maybe that makes it trickier to find roles for them?
You know, they are who they are. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, they were both here when I got here. And then, you know, we lost Joe. So we have Dwayne and we have Tate. And, you know, we want to try to figure out what makes you know, what utilize their skill set the best. And it's not drastically different in terms of our offense. That's what's good. Our offense is very versatile. But they do bring different things to the table, which is exciting. But one good thing is it's not like, you know, we have to completely change things that we do when Tate goes in or Dwayne goes in. So that part's positive.
All right, thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hey, Ryan. You mentioned yesterday that Mike Jordan will start at center on Saturday. That never seemed to be really part of the conversation in the spring. I'm just curious when moving Mike to center became a consideration, and I guess throughout camp, how you thought he adjusted to that, and sort of how you managed it between he and Brady in terms of who got reps.
Yep, you know, it was something that we considered all along, and you know, we just kind of wanted to take a look at all of our options and figure out what gave us the best option to be successful this season. You know, between Brady, Josh, and Mike, you know, they were all given you know, pretty much, you know, the equal amount of reps if you look at from the spring all the way to the preseason. And then we just had to make a decision, you know, in game one, what gave us the best chance. And that's what we went with. And so now Mike's got the task of starting at center in a new position for him. So that's a challenge. And then those other guys have to keep working too to provide depth for him right now. So it was just one of those things where you just try to find, you know, the right mix and the right guy for the right spot. And Mike kind of took it and ran this preseason.
And this may seem like a silly question, but Mike's big. He's a big guy. He's 6'7". Like, is it possible to be too tall to play center?
I don't think so. No. I mean, there are some guys at center who are a little bit more sought off than Mike is. But to be honest with you, he moves really, really well, and he's very athletic. And so, you know, that was one of those things early on that, you know, we kind of asked is, you know, does he have the right build and the right makeup to play center? And we learned quickly that he does.
Thanks.
No problem, brother.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, guys.